From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Spark, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pip met Spark on a summer evening when the meadow had gone quiet and the fireflies had come out. Pip had been 16 years old. He had been writing songs that worked technically, rhyme, meter, hook, sometimes a bridge, but he had been frustrated by a remaining flatness. The songs did the structural work, but they did not land emotionally the way Pip wanted. He had not been able to identify what was missing.
He had sat on the meadow grass that evening. The fireflies had been drifting in their slow patterns. He had been muttering one of his recent songs to himself, trying to hear what was wrong with it. Spark had landed on a blade of grass beside him. Spark, a firefly tween, had been very small and very alert. Her abdomen had been glowing softly, the steady firefly glow that fireflies make when they are at rest. She had listened to Pip mutter for several seconds. Then she had said, in her tiny, clear firefly voice, "Your song is full of abstractions."
Pip had been startled. He had not realized fireflies could speak. He had said, "What do you mean?" Spark had said, "Watch." She had then demonstrated the difference between specific and abstract language by modulating her own abdomen glow. When Pip had read aloud his line, "The feeling of being outside is nice," Spark's glow had dimmed, visibly, to a soft, barely there flicker. When Pip had read aloud Spark's suggested replacement, "The cool grass under my bare feet," Spark's glow had brightened, visibly, to a clear, bright glow. Pip had stared. Spark had said, "Concrete words brighten me. Abstractions dim me. Feeling is abstract. Cool grass under bare feet is specific. The listener's mind can see the second one. They cannot see the first one. Songs that work, songs that land, are full of specific images. Songs that do not work are full of abstractions."
Pip had been stunned. He had not realized he had been writing so many abstractions. He had reread his recent songs. They were full of words like feeling, sense, hope, beauty, mood, atmosphere, sadness, joy. The words had felt poetic to him, but Spark had been right. They were abstractions. The listener's mind could not see any of them. The songs did not land because the listener had nothing concrete to hold. Spark had then taught Pip, over several evenings of practice, to replace abstractions with specific images. Sadness became the empty chair by the window. Beauty became the way the sun caught the rim of the cup. Hope became the small green shoot in the cracked sidewalk. Each replacement made Spark's abdomen brighten. Pip began to use Spark's glow as a real-time feedback signal. He would read a draft aloud near Spark. The lines that brightened her were keepers. The lines that dimmed her needed work. By the time Pip was 18, Spark's glow had become his standard editorial signal. He could by then predict Spark's response. He had internalized the difference between specific and abstract. But Spark still came to his lessons. Her actual glow, visible to students, was the most powerful teaching device the Academy had. In Pip's introductory lesson on imagery, he gestures at Spark, who is, as always, resting on a blade of grass with her abdomen at steady, soft glow, and says, "This is Spark. Her abdomen brightens on concrete words and dims on abstractions. Watch."
He then reads aloud two lines. "The feeling of being outside is nice." Spark's abdomen dims. The students see it dim. They make small O sounds. Pip reads, "The cool grass under my bare feet." Spark's abdomen brightens. The students see it brighten. The same students make bigger sounds. Pip says, "Concrete words brighten Spark. Abstractions dim her." The same response happens in the listener's mind. The listener can see concrete words. They cannot see abstractions. Make them see what you mean. Spark nods. Her voice is small but bright. She says, specific, specific, specific. Abstractions dim me. Images brighten me. When students ask Pip whether using concrete images is hard, Pip says, quoting Spark, "It is not hard. It is checking." For every line, ask, "Can the listener see this?" If yes, the line is concrete. If no, the line is abstract. Replace the abstraction with a specific image. The listener's mind brightens, just like Spark's abdomen. And Pip always adds the part that keeps him writing. That brightening is not only in the listener's mind. It is a feeling. The quiet, glad warmth of knowing your words made someone feel seen, made them gasp or go still or smile. And once you have felt that, Pip says, you will chase it for the rest of your songwriting life.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spark. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.